So tell me about the house itself. Was it modern at all? Have lots of modern features to it?
Well, that was
Well,
new. That
it was
was
quite
quite
a
at that time.
smart-looking
I
house.
guess the only thing that it didn't have, which came later, was en suites,
Well,
right?
yes.
But the rooms were nice and every. There was 3 bedrooms, and they were nice size rooms, really. And the layout, it was kind of a spec plan, but we got to change a lot of,
Small
like
things in
small
detail, yeah.
things, like we opened stairwell, rather
Most
than.
of the houses were much like that. Ours was gabled roof and some were cottage roofs, but they were basically same kind of home with minor changes.
Inside a furnace?
Yeah, it was a lower, we had a basement, we had a furnace. Yeah,
Yeah, oh yeah,
it
we
had
had.
furnace
Was it a
and
sawdust burner, you remember? Or
No,
what?
no, no,
No,
no,
oil. No, it was
oil,
oil.
okay, yeah.
This
Oil,
one.
gas?
No, it was oil in those. Well, I have to stop.
Gas,
No, gas. Pardon me,
sorry,
gas.
Gas at the time.
Gas. Yes.
Yeah, this is our basement because
Oh, there we go. Party in the
this is a
basement.
New
Well,
Year's Eve party we had there.
We have a lot of people down there.
Oh,
Oh,
well,
yeah.
yeah. Well, we yeah. Well, we're all young.
Yeah.
And let's see. There's. Uh-oh.
Oh, my
Oh, that was
goodness.
mistletoe there.
Smooching under the
Oh yeah, remember,
mistletoe.
you know, like
Oh,
you'd put a toothpick in
that's
your
me.
mouth,
Oh, yes.
and you'd have to
Well, that's me
a
there.
lifesaver pack. You can see it, I think,
I haven't really
at the
seen. I
front.
haven't looked at this. We just
No.
grabbed it, and
They're all
to
very well dressed there for a party.
Yeah,
You know what?
well.
I
Jackets and
was looking
ties.
back and saying, man, talk about casual now.
Yeah, no, everybody with a shirt and tie.
Oh
Yeah,
yeah.
well, yeah.
I think that's Gino there, but.
Yeah, well, when they had to get something out of their
Yeah,
mouth.
well,
I forget
that
what.
was the
Lifesaver.
toothpick you had to
Oh, yeah,
get,
right.
and the other one was with the orange under your
And
to pass it on.
that's our oldest son, the only one we had. Yeah, these are the only pictures we came across when you called. But the house was basically three-bedroom homes, and they all were, as far as I'm concerned, they're basically the same, except the shape of the roofs were different, and some of the siding and trim was a little different. But that was the standard. Well, that was modern.
Yeah, that was.
Refrigerator as well. Telephone.
Oh, what
Yeah.
Well, they had a
Oh, yeah.
fireplace.
I think.
Line. Oh.
Yeah. No dishwasher though.
Okay.
That was pre-dishwasher
Oh,
and what and pre-washing
yeah.
machines.
Machines. Yeah.
So those were.
So were you hand washing?
Oh
Oh,
yes.
okay.
Well,
Because
1951
what I
or
mean that was
54.
really stretching our budget to make the
Well, yes.
payments with even 2 working. So.
Well, what happened? Like, the mortgage was either $10,000 or $12,000, and then we asked them to take off a little wall because between the living room and dining room, the plan showed for about a 2-foot wall just to sort of separate the room on one side only. And we said to John, I said, "Remove that. We don't need that." He said, "That's fine." And then in the bathroom, there was the sink counter and then the toilet on the other side. And I said, "Well, I'd like some fluted glass between the two." "That's fine, but that's an extra." Well, I says, "Well, you're not giving me credit for taking the wall." Well, he says, "That doesn't count." But that
Okay.
was an extra. Ended up, we had a few little extras, and there was a few $100. I don't know.
Yeah, well,
But
and
for us,
then
too, it was a lot of money.
and to make an open stairwell because that was a
Oh,
solid wall and
yeah,
we just wanted it
we opened
rail
up
with
this
a rail.
railing. That became an extra. So there were a few extras. Today, sounds like nothing, but. I'm sure it was only $300 or $400 or whatever it was. We had to come up with in addition.
Oh yeah,
But
but that was
now what
big
else?
money.
Yeah, the house was fairly. And we built in the back. Well, that's an
Antenna on the
antenna.
roof.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's how.
Oh yeah,
Oh,
tall.
the first TVs. Hello.
Oh yeah, there weren't much.
Yeah, because later I worked for Canadian Admiral, so I had a in for TVs. But
So you did get a television though in the
oh
mid-50s there.
yeah,
They
we
just
did.
yeah.
Must have been
We
pretty.
might have sat on an Apple box, but we had a television. No, we actually had a Chesterfield. So.
No, we
Do you remember if you had a septic field in the back for your
No,
no,
house? Was it
no.
you were on
Sewers.
sewage?
All
Okay.
sewers,
Sewers.
on
Yeah.
sewers,
Yeah, the
that was
whole
pretty.
complex was sewer.
Yeah.
It was we might have stayed longer, but whatever reason. We were there 6 years.
Yeah.
And there was no sign of the shopping center going in. There was, for shopping, you had to go all the way to Hastings Street, to
Or
Willington, and
Sears.
yeah,
Sears would have
and Burnaby.
been when they put their center in.
Right. So tell me though, if you went to the Heights, Vancouver, what became Burnaby Heights shopping area?
That's where, yeah.
Yeah. And
do you remember anything in particular about that? Was it a fun place to go? Did you meet people and get to know them?
Actually, I don't know whether we actually shopped that much, because realizing that we worked downtown, and in those days, Woodward's, they had food floors.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be less shopping. So I don't know whether we actually got to the Heights that often.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, there was a little bit, because I used to know the shoe retailer up on the Heights there, and there was the big sign with the swing.
Helen's
there. Because that was a very popular area for shopping for those in the area there.
And did you get to know people quite well, merchants?
I did know the shoe store. His name was Meyer.
Meyer.
Dexel. Meyer Dexel. A Jewish chap had a store there. And
the one where Mary worked at Clap.
Cops. My sister worked up in there, managing a Cop the Shoe Man store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did know a few of the people there.
I'm curious too. You mentioned that you got to know your neighbors really well.
So who were
your neighbors?
Well, on Brentwood, now Gian and Olive, of course, were our big neighbor, and I was mentioning this to Ray, and I said, you know, there was a guy next to Gino. Because we used to party, and I said, I couldn't remember his name, and I said, I think he worked for the Vancouver Sun, and I thought he was on the Parks Board. And he came back, and he says, yeah, Jim Barrington.
Hmm.
And he says, a very good friend of his, Sun newspaper advertising salesman when I was in sales. And then I mentioned across the street was another one. Hazel remembers his name was Don. And he came back, it was Don Grieve, also worked for the Vancouver Sun.
Hmm.
So there was a connection with Ray and I, and two of my neighbors, we knew they were from the Sun, and we partied, because the kids were all about the same size. So they were good neighbors.
And then Gino and Olive actually were in one house, and then they built next door.
Next door.
And when they moved next door, the Hoveys moved in, and Hoveys had the Burnaby Cleaners just off of, was that the name of it?
Yeah.
Just off of Wellington and Hastings.
Now you had sort of the Italian connection with Ray. Was it a diverse neighborhood, people from different backgrounds?
Well, the connection there is his mother and my mother come from the same small little town in Italy.
Oh, really?
Civitanova del Sannio. There was a family connection there, and I knew Ray when he was running around in diapers, because he's 10 years younger than me. And, going back, my parents came here in 1926, the year I was born.
Mm.
And anyhow, this story there, my grandfather had been here 10 years and was on the verge of going back to Italy. He came here in 1910. He'd been here 20-odd years, and he was on the verge of going back to Italy. In the meantime, my dad had just married that year, a year before, and sent a telegram to his father saying that my grandfather's mother, the wife, had passed away. And so my grandfather said, well, instead of me coming to Italy, why don't you and your wife come to Canada? So that's how and my mother was pregnant with me, so we were both kind of sick coming across the
rock on the boat,
the Atlantic. And it's a long story. I mean, how they got from the little town to France to get a boat and landed up in Quebec City, and then coming across on the train 5 nights, sitting on one of those hard benches, and landed up in Vancouver. It's really quite a story in itself. Anyhow, and so I was born 6 months. 6 months later, at 600.
No, you were born 3 months later.
Oh,
you came in September, and
that's
you were
right,
born
3 months,
in December.
3 months later, December. Yeah, 1926, at this little house my grandfather had bought in Georgia Street in East Vancouver, and that's where a lot of my Italian relatives lived.
Okay.
Most of the ones, well, actually, Union Pryor and Georgia and Kiefer and Hawks, where a lot of the Italians lived at that time, and from different parts of Italy. And it just so happened there were some families that came from the same town as my parents, so they were close. And that's how the connection with Ray Kulas, because his mother is from the same area, but the father is from the northern part of Italy. And of course, they met in Vancouver and married, you see. So there was a, he's got a parents from central Italy and one from north. So we were good friends.
And when you find yourself in Burnaby now,
well,
were there other Italians moving to the area other than the two?
Oh, in Burnaby?
Or were they coming from all over the place?
Oh, they're coming, yeah. Well, a lot of them started there, and then they moved, a lot of them moved up, well, Commercial Drive, there were a lot of Italians, and a lot of them moved up to East Hastings. In Burnaby, in North Burnaby, is where a lot of the Italians are. There are a number of them. And one of them up in North Burnaby, an Italian from the East End, from where I was raised, Midge Santaga. He's the grandfather to Michael Bublé.
Oh.
And he was born in Alberta. But anyhow, so he's the same age as myself, and I knew him from Strathcona. That was where we all went to school in the early days. And Midge lives on Empire Drive in North Burnaby.
A couple of doors down from his cousins.
My cousin lives up there, also Italian, but he passed away, Vince Farina, and his wife still lives there, but he passed away a number of years ago.